It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Vice President Joe Biden toured a manufacturing center at the Community College of Denver yesterday. And as Benta Berkland reports, he also led a roundtable discussion with students talking about the importance of building a modern workforce.
Biden spoke for about a half hour before the roundtable. During that time, he highlighted the administration's economic policies during the recession and made a push for community college students to get free tuition. He says it's crucial to make learning new skills accessible and affordable.
You can be the best mechanic in the world. You've been doing it for 30 years. Once you get trained on the new machines, you're out of work, man.
Biden says when the middle class does well, so does everyone else. He says without a strong middle class, the country will be in trouble. The visit was part of a two-day trip through the West. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A U.S. District Court jury found Montrose County discriminated against a former pregnant employee. Stephanie Barnett says she was fired in 2013 after requesting to work part-time during her pregnancy. The Daily Press reports the county claimed it was for budgetary reasons, but Barnett said it was because she was pregnant. Last week, the court ruled in favor of Barnett and ordered the county to pay her more than $300,000. Republican Representative Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction officially launched his 2016 reelection campaign this week. Thurlow, a freshman lawmaker, is hoping to keep his District 55 seat.
You know, after the first session, which was pretty much a learning session for me, I'm anxious to get started on the next one. So I want to start the process. I want to make my intentions clear to everybody. And there are some requirements that once you start saying you're going to run for re-election and start collecting money, you have to file with the Secretary of State's office. So that's really all that I've done.
Thurlow made some errors on 2014 campaign finance forms that resulted in the Secretary of State's office fining him nearly $1,100 last month. He says that didn't influence him to start his campaign early.
Really, that was kind of a minor thing. There were three blanks left in a finance report, and it's just one of those technical things that I should have done and didn't get done. So, no, that's not really a factor in doing this. Again, I'm just ready to get going on the next session.
Thurlow says he's not sure if someone will challenge him for his seat. Additionally, Democratic Representative Millie Hamner is the only other lawmaker in the KVNF listening area to formally launch a 2016 reelection bid. This month marks the one-year anniversary of a regional bus service that connects Durango to Grand Junction. The Southern Ute Community Action Programs started Roadrunner stage lines after Greyhound stopped running the route several years ago. KVNF's Laura Palmasano spoke to Clayton Richter, the division supervisor of SUCAP's Roadrunner Transportation, about the service.
What's been the community response to this Roadrunner bus service?
The community response has been excellent. They seem to really embrace this service.
What did ridership look like in the first year?
In the first 5 months that we operated last year, we did about 941 people.
And do you have estimates for the rest of the year?
Well, for the first 6 months of this year, we've had 1,397 riders. And that is for a total of 43,398 miles that we've run.
SUCAP estimated it would cost about $400,000 to operate the service. Are fares covering the operating costs, or is it being subsidized with grants?
It is being subsidized with grants from the Colorado Department of Transportation and a matching grant from Greyhound Lines Incorporated. Most all transit systems, intercity bus systems such as this, are all subsidized with federal money that is controlled by the state.
What would it cost to have the service run on its own?
It would cost probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $350,000 a year.
Last year, the plan was to offer one round trip a day. Is that still the schedule, or has SUCAP added additional trips?
No, it is one round trip a day. Leaves Durango at 7 in the morning, arrives at Grand Junction at 12:43 in the afternoon, departs at 1:45 and returns to Durango at 7:44 in the evening.
Is SUCAP considering adding additional lines to this bus service?
There's long-range possibility of that, but nothing that is permanent at this point.
That was Clayton Richter with Sue Kapp speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. A one-way ticket from Durango to Grand Junction on the Roadrunner bus costs $40. However, the price is prorated based on your destination. The bus also makes stops in Mancos, Cortez, Dolores, Rico, Telluride, Placerville, Ridgeway, Montrose, and Delta. Issues continue with an energy company's evaporation pit in Mesa County. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Complaints about a smell in the air started about a year ago. A resident on Kanawha Creek, southeast of Grand Junction, reported a foul smell. Officials with the county went searching, eventually found the Deer Creek facility.
Then we found that Deer Creek facility, their ponds, at least one pond, had gone anaerobic.
That's Randy Price with the Mesa County Planning Division. Alonco owns the evaporation ponds, which covers about 8 acres. They collect produced water from oil and gas drilling, then evaporate it in wide ponds. The problem is that the bacteria in the pond had become more active as the spring weather warmed up the water. That bacteria used up all the oxygen in the ponds, making the whole thing smell terrible.
That has a bad smell to it, like a septic tank or something. That's the beginning of the odor issues, and the facility has been struggling with controlling the odors from the pond by dosing the pond with mostly bleach, or they used hydrogen peroxide in the past.
Then the pond smell roared back this past May.
At that time, the odor issues were just basically exploding. It was bad out there, and the effects were mostly in the Bridgeport Road area. There's a community over there. That's about a mile away. And some of the odors would travel also down to the Conner Creek area.
Alonco sought help from several companies and found one that treated the ponds enough to stop the serious smell. Price says the company would like to move away from chemical treatments, though, like bleach and hydrogen peroxide, because they're expensive and require a lot of attention. Ideally, Alonco would like a nice biological balance so the pond could more or less self-regulate. They're having trouble making that work, though. Price says that they have it under control right now, but they need to make sure it doesn't happen again.
You know, our idea is that they're controlling it to the best extent possible, but probably one more time, and if this pond goes anaerobic again and creates an issue, it will be before the board for consideration of their long-term use out there.
Right now, the company plans on vacuuming the bottom of the ponds to remove biologic material. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
People now have until August 4th to comment on a proposal that seeks to develop up to 25 natural gas wells on 5 well pads near Somerset. The Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service extended the comment period for the preliminary environmental assessment for the project. Gunnison Energy and SG Interests submitted the proposal that includes developing access roads and pipelines on up to 32 acres of federal and private surface land in the area. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.